Now, earlier today, before Hosni Mubarak spoke, President Obama said we are witnessing history unfold. He called this a moment of transformation. But clearly that expected moment did not come to pass, at least not tonight. And NPR's Mara Liasson joins me from the White House. Mara, did the Obama administration get its signals crossed here about what was going to happen tonight in Egypt?
Well, I think the Obama administration thought, like most other people, that when Hosni Mubarak spoke tonight, he was going to be stepping down, not merely transferring his powers to the vice president. And you did have the CIA director, Leon Panetta, testifying earlier today, saying that that's what he thought was going to happen, not that he had some kind of intelligence about that. But the president was briefed about the situation on Air Force One. He actually watched Mubarak's speech on Air Force One. And when he was in Marquette, Michigan, to talk about wireless access, he hastily added some remarks about Egypt to his speech. He said, "We are watching history unfold.
It's young people who've been at the forefront, a new generation, your generation, who want their voices to be heard. And so going forward, we want those young people and we want all Egyptians to know America will continue to do everything that we can to support an orderly and genuine transition to democracy in Egypt."
And, of course, the president said as part of those remarks that he's going to be keeping track of the events and he'll have more to say as they unfold. Of course, as they unfolded, he decided he wouldn't have any more to say today.
We heard President Mubarak saying he would not submit to international pressures. And, of course, there have been a lot of diplomatic channels opened up to the Mubarak regime. Vice President Biden was rebuffed when he called for an immediate transfer of power. Mara, how does the White House play this now?
Well, it's very difficult. The White House has tried to be clear about what it wanted, which was an orderly transition to real democracy. It wanted the emergency decree lifted. It has been very careful not to say that it wanted Mubarak to leave immediately because it doesn't want to be in the position of throwing over an ally, one of the staunchest allies of the United States. This really shows how little influence the White House has. The White House was watching these events and was surprised by these events just like ordinary Americans.
This has been an extraordinary period in Egypt, Mara, these 2.5 weeks now of demonstrations. Does it strike you that the administration has been scrambling to keep up? There have been reports that the president was dissatisfied with the intelligence he'd been getting, that they'd been blindsided by what was going on.
Yeah, this really has been extraordinary. The administration has scrambled to keep up. They haven't been able to predict events, although it's hard to find anyone in the world who has been able to predict the events in Egypt. This is a revolution that's been Twittered and televised live, and today was yet another example of that.
Okay, NPR's Mara Liasson at the White House. Mara, thanks so much.
Thank you.